Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kurt Ford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Cox. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Danny Cox. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Mitchell. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Mitchell. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman bunts towards the mound. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Dykstra moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to third. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. There goes McGee. The throw from Carter to second, and McGee is out. Two outs. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-0 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Smith steals second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McReynolds moves to second. John Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to third. Pendleton moves to second. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. Pena strikes out. One out. John Morris pinch hits for Danny Cox. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Strawberry. McGee scores. Pendleton scores. Ford goes all the way around to score. Morris moves to third. It's Cardinals, 3, Mets, 3. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to home to get Morris. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ricky Horton now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a line drive to left field. Coleman throws towards third. Pendleton fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pendleton. Backman scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. Strawberry moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. McReynolds moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to second. Coleman throws the ball in to Pendleton, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags Johnson for the out. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing second base. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a line drive towards third. Pendleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Peña reaches second base with a double. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Mets. Rod Booker pinch hits for Ricky Horton. Rod Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña scores. It's 7-5, Mets. Roger McDowell now pitching. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 3 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Rod Booker now playing second base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Dolly covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Mets. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo pinch hits for Rod Booker. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to second. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Oquendo moves to second. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith is walked intentionally. Tito Landrum pinch hits for Bill Dolly. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña scores. Oquendo moves to third. Smith moves to second. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 7, Mets, 7. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark is walked intentionally. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGhee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McGhee hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Worrell now pitching. Jose Oquendo now playing second base. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton strikes out. One out. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Ford steals second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McReynolds for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Steve Lake pinch hits for Todd Worrell. Doug Sisk now pitching. Mukey Wilson now playing left field. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Perry now pitching. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santana strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Lenny Dykstra. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Daly now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez is hit by the pitch. Wilson moves to third. Almon moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.